I got your diva, hey Ebony.
B.
I got your diva,
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Thank you, Diva.
Yeah!
Ah, stay back for the league on a big shout out to the queen, man. I'm so happy for you guys. Tay, what's going on, baby?
Not much. You know, it's live, the favorite day of the week for everybody. We live in the building, Frontline Fridays. Diva Ebony B, a.k.a. Diva Mary Kay, your boy Tay Black. We got dope guests in the building tonight. We're going to have some good music on deck. And if you're listening on the line and you want to hit us up, push the one button. That number is 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Diva in the building, and I appreciate the love. You know, it's a good feeling. You know what I'm saying? But you're still my favorite baby mama, though.
Ah, but I ain't mad because you put a ring on it, baby, man. Congrats to you. Congrats to you. I'm so happy that you kicked it off with the queen and proposed it to her. You guys are engaged for the new year, and I wish nothing but blessings to y'all guys. Let's go ahead and turn it up. I told y'all I was going to have my special guest live in the Act McGee. You gotta Google this woman. Matter of fact, you can just hit her up on Twitter. Go to www.twitter.com/@maniac55411. That's maniac55411. You can jump in my chat room. I'm about to post it. And also, big shout out to everybody that's tuning in live Spot TV. I see y'all. We see Dead Room Professor, I see you live up in there. Let's go ahead and blast off with this hot track by Maniac McGee called I Have a Dream. And big shout out to Mark King. Let's go.
From every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty, we are free at last. I have a dream, 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 I have a dream,
you know that.
I have a dream.
I'm like Martin Luther King. I trying to get it, yes, I usually succeed. I got a dream, and yes, and I got a dream, and yes, and I got a dream, and yes, and I got a dream. You heard me?
What up, y'all? It's your boy EP Elder Bars Jr. You're now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black, dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at DivaSpotRadio.com.
Yo, this is Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation, I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping, featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top.
Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Fridays,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
They're running a strange program, y'all. I mean, more poor and disenfranchised folks than this place has ever seen. And see, they try to put this shit off like it don't exist.
Meanwhile, the rich get richer.
And the poor don't get a fucking thing.
Times like these, people want to get high. Real high and real fast. And this is going to do it.
Yo, baby, we talking about combinating and consolidating. That's what up. We going to bum rush the whole damn thing. Now, just imagine. If the tenants cooperate, oh, it's lovely. I mean, they become loyal customers. They don't? Fuck it, it's like Peru. They become living hostages.
Phenomenal Radio.
Yes, this Phenomenal Radio, baby. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Friday, powered by Phenomenal Radio. It is January the 5th, 2013. Put your hands in the air. Y'all know how we get down. I just played that hot track by Miss Maniac McGee called I Have a Dream. She killed it. Do you hear me? That song is so hot. You can listen to it wherever you go. And big shout out to the Queen of Harlem, to Martin Luther King, to one of our leaders that came before us. We definitely want to get y'all feedback on that. Call us up 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We're going to go ahead and bring our special guest live in the building so y'all can get all up in her Kool-Aid. Ladies and gentlemen, bringing to Frontline Fridays, to our pleasure to introduce Frontline Fridays, Miss Maniac McGee, born and raised in the streets of Maywood, Illinois, in the west suburbs of Chicago. Y'all make sure y'all put your hands up and show her some love. Let's bring her and give that lady a round of applause. Applaud that lady. Applaud that woman. Bring that queen. Maniac, can you hear me, baby?
Yeah, I hear you good and clear.
That's what's up. Welcome to Frontline Fridays, baby. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Almost definitely. Tay Black is live in the building. Tay Black, say what's up to our special guest tonight.
What's up, babe? How you doing?
What's up? I'm great. How about you?
Hey, can't complain. Rocking to your music.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Let's talk about this hot track. How did it all come about? What made you decide to pick this track right here? What made you decide?
Well, actually, when I was going to school or whatnot, they had came up to me and they asked me, they like, well, do you want to do the Black History Show? And I'm like, yeah, I do the Black History Show. He gonna say, well, we gonna need a song by 2 weeks or whatever, and it can't be no cursing. I'm like, oh, that's fine. So I got up with one of the members of my crew, 55411. His name Count Billions. Shout out to my crew, 55411, or whatever. He was like, I know you're looking for some music or whatever, and I told him, I'm like, yeah, we sat there for hours. So all of a sudden, this beat popped up, and I'm like, wait, hold on, let's play that again. I played it again, and I was like, oh, yeah, I like this. Yeah, I'm going to have to do this. He was like, okay. I get you all in tune with the studio and whatnot, and we're going to go and lay it down. I wrote it that day, and I went to go lay it at C-Boss Studio. Shout out to 50 Zone or whatever. Yeah, and he mixed and mastered it for me or whatnot. And that's how that all came about. And everybody at school inside the program loved the song. So.
Oh, that's definitely what's up, man. I'm going to throw it over to you, Tay Black, before we go to the call lines. Call lines, we see y'all. We're about to get to you.
Yo, as far as the feedback on the track, like, what have been the responses, and what do you see yourself doing moving forward with, you know, other inspirational songs like that?
I see myself actually doing a lot of inspirational songs, especially when it comes down to Black History Month, because I am really a big Black History person. Like, I love my heritage. Like I said up in the song, I don't never want to change because I love my nationality. Everything about it, I love doing it. And I like, and I know, like, before them, they the one who brought us here. The people from our old history, they the one who brought us here. And if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have the freedom that we have now. So I just decided to basically use them as a stepping stone to help me with my music.
That's what's up. I definitely can respect that. Back to you,
Diva. Oh, that's definitely a good look. Let's go to the call lines and get some love and get some feedback on that music. Where we got 862-755. Money Meek, I got my fight on, baby. What's going on, Money Meek? Holla at us. Oh. Money Meek, can you hear me? All right, we're going to definitely wait on that. I'm so feeling this song. It's full of energy. I love how you representing yourself, queen. We in the era right now of the bad bees and the bad chicks and all of this stuff, and it's just really stale and it's really old, so it was really refreshing to hear your song. Who was your manager, Maniac McGee?
My manager actually is Bianca Holmes, and she actually runs Max Exposure, and she's a very good manager. I mean, anything I need, I mean, my CEO, I call him all the time, Clint Eastwood. They do a lot for me, what I need to be done or whatever, even if I need to just talk. So I got a good manager and a good CEO. So
that's what's up. You guys make sure you check out www.maxexposuregroup.com. Again, that's www.maxexposuregroup.com, and check out all the hot stuff that they're doing over there. Now, Maniac McGee, how did you come up with the name Maniac McGee? What made you decide to choose this name for your artist name or for your showcase name?
Okay, this is really going to be a funny story because I got my name. I started rapping a long time ago. And while I was at school, I read a book, and the book was called Maniac McGee. If y'all all can look it up or whatever, it's a book called Maniac McGee, and it's about a boy, though. And the boy basically was, like, growing up in the hood and whatnot and all of this other stuff. So I'm like, okay, his name Maniac McGee or whatever. And I'm like, okay, his last name spelled like mine, and I was happy. Like, I was very happy about that because I was only in the third grade, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to use that name, but I'm going to put Miss in front of it since he a boy because we similar. We were similar, like, our lives growing up, we were similar. So I'm like, okay. And then on top of that, everybody always tell me, because, you know, I'm not that tall. I'm only about 4'8". So everybody always tell me, well, you don't look like a maniac, so why would you call yourself Maniac McGee? I said, the maniac is not the bad part. It's the McGee. So McGee is my last name for my family. And, you know, we all always kick it. We love being live and loud and everything. So that's how that name came about.
That's definitely what's up. Tell us about upcoming some of the events that you did, some of your performances. What's one of your performances, and where is it, and is that is more the most memorable to you?
Let me think. My most memorable performance is actually when I used to live in Rock Island, Illinois. I used to do a lot of performances at the Martin Luther King Center or whatever. And I used to love going there because, like, I had, like, everybody behind me because it was, like, all my friends, all the people that I know, teachers and stuff like that. And that's another reason why I started doing, like, the music that I did, because I want to be able to put my music everywhere. Except when you got people who doing music and you got a cuss word every three words.
Yeah.
So I just decided to do that, and I love, love, love performing at the Martin Luther King Center because it's like the whole town is there. Everybody sees you. Everybody's congratulating you and stuff like that. So that's my favorite performances. And that's when I was about, I'd say I was about 14 when I used to do those.
Well,
you know, it's good to
sucks.
See a crowd moving instead of a dead crowd, and they always moving. And I also, like Mankato, Illinois, when we had went out for the Bone Crusher concert and the Young Dro concert, they was definitely
mm-hmm.
live out there, too. So I like that. I like for everything to be live. I don't like no quiet down crowd. I like people to be moving and letting me know that you're feeling what I'm saying.
That's definitely what's up. That crowd anticipation is so, so important. And that's what, and you get crowd anticipation when you, of course, are a good artist, but when you have a music that can definitely touch the people. And I think that's something that you have. Let's take a music break real fast, and we're going to get back with more with Maniac McGee right here live with Tay Black and Diva Ebony B on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio. We're going to play this hot track by John Bussey right here, featuring Jonae, Free Call Man Moment. Let's go.
Soon as I let her in, she took the jacket off and started to settle in. See, in my mind, I'm saying, she just a friend. But in reality, I'm in a place I never been. I guess I'm tripping, making moves I should never make. Playing the fool, breaking rules I should never break. Wait, let it resonate. Really, should I make a decision that even if she forgive me, I still can't take away. Typical man moment. Thought about it for a second, put my hand on it. My shorty asked me not to cheat, and I ain't playing on it. But I left commitment on the fucking night, saying homie right next to a bed garment. She rubbed my head, calmly saying just relax. Then I get a text from my girl saying where you at. Shorty said tell your girlfriend she should hit you back, cause I'm trying to get you right, and she just trying to check. So I flip the phone over thinking, okay, it's a wrap. Gotta hit this chick and get her gone, I can't get a text. So I started doing what I do, hitting on that ass. When I hear a knock at the door, then I hear the latch. It got me thinking, my luck can't be this bad. For a bitch I just met, I sacrificed what I had, and I can't take this chance. I told her grab her pants while I'm looking out the window. She just looking mad. I see the door knob turning, she coming in. So I started coming up with ideas to make her mean. Opportunity seen, but she could give a nigga a hard pass if I say that I won't do it again. I take a deep breath as the door open. My brain feels swollen, but thoughts keep rolling. My heart feel gone, but my heartbeat showing. I'm thinking about decisions and the options that were chosen. I saw her face and was frightened by her demeanor, cause she seemed way more calmer than I had ever seen her. She looked at me like I knew you was a cheater. Then she smirked and said, John, meet my best friend Gina.
Yeah, you called.
Got the top of rock running around it. I make your girl rain, now I got your honey drowning. But fuck the a light jacket. All my niggas might snatch a shot it like rappers with ice flashing and ice ratchets. I'm with my niggas on the weapon sound right slapping. Red down head to toe, it look like dragon. But man, we just came here for the recipe. Like Kitchen say, this is weather and the pill, my chocolate weed. Got the rolls with lime, broad popping ecstasy. It's all cake. No, say it ain't no ecstasy. No ecstasy. Cuban on the left, Kush on the right. Head high, eyes low, putting on the night. DMV to the bay, got him fucking with him. So what's left to say? Stop how many coming with him.
We came here to party, so I'ma finish cash while you move your body. It's a party, baby.
So flip some, get some, get your mind right. And put a sack on that ass, get your grind right.
We came here to party, so I'ma finish cash while you move your body. It's a party, baby.
So flip some, get some, get your mind right. And put a sack on that ass, get your grind right.
I'm stepping to the party, cakes everywhere. Shaking, clapping, money's in the air. I call some niggas money like they looking for some stitches. I'm here for two reasons, drinking some bitches. For some sucking niggas, made my way to the bar. I order Jack and Coke, while searching for a car. There's so many to choose from, 50 shades of black. Skinny one, thick one, some with too much back. VIP was popping, so I stepped in. She was checking out my swag while ignoring her friend. She was eager to buy me a drink, so I let her. Sex became topic, even though I just met her. She wasn't looking for marriage, neither was I. She wanted dick, turn to her friend, say goodbye from the club to her condo. Yeah, we did it all. We caused earthquakes, tsunamis, and waterfalls.
We came here to party, so I'ma finish cash while you move your body. It's a party, baby. So flip some, flip some, flip your mind right. And put a sack on that ass, get your grind right. We came here to party, so I'ma finish cash while you move your body. It's a party, baby. So flip some, flip some, flip your mind right. And put a sack on that ass, get your grind right.
Hold up. Yo, this the Wizard, J Dutch. You are now tuned in to the live Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black dropping nothing but hot indie artist music. Tune in live at www.phenomradio.com.
Let's go, y'all. We came here to party. Y'all know how we getting down each and every Friday. It's Friday, January the 5th, 2013. We definitely getting it in. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. We got Miss Maniac. All right,
all right, all right.
Yeah. Y'all know how we do. We got Tay Black Live.
All right, all right, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm definitely, I'm so excited tonight. Like, I love when Fridays get here. I love to showcase music. Tay, this is the funnest day of the week for me. Like, real talk.
It is. Yes, it is. And people got to realize that, you know, they can get it in with us, you know what I'm saying, before they go out, before they do their thing. They can get hip to, you know, some inspirational things, you know what I'm saying. They can step their game up. They can get the word, you know what I'm saying. It's a lot of things that, you know what I mean, this show jam packs, and I mean, powered by Phenomenal Radio just gives us that much more motivation to make the show what it is. And I mean, I gotta give my hat to Diva right now for just making it the great show that it is, you know what I mean, for ever since that I can remember. I mean, that's been a long time. So Diva put all she can into this show. And I mean, not only am I just speaking for everybody, but I just know that it's appreciated out here. I wanted to say that for 2013, babe.
Oh, we definitely appreciate that, man. It's all about the indie. It's all about the indie. Everybody that's tuned in live right now, press the 1 button. Show some love to our special guest, Miss Maniac McGee. Hit her up on Twitter, www.twitter.com/@Maniac55411. That's Maniac55411. Hit her up on Facebook, facebook.com/Miss Maniac McGee. And check out our fan page as well. Fan page is Miss Maniac McGee. Check out Miss.Maniac16. That's Miss.Maniac16. If you want to get more information about that, you can jump in our chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. We're putting all the links up in there as well. And y'all stay tuned because we're about to get into that hot mess news. We're going to educate and regulate. And y'all know we're going to take them to church. Y'all know how we get down. Miss Maniac McGee, how did you like that track that we just played? We came here to party is by Dope Ass Music. The beat was made by Dope Ass Music. Jay Biggs rapping on there. Tony Lyrics did the hook, and there's another feature artist on there. Let me make sure I get his Meanwhile, Mac Twin. So you got Space Age J, Mac Twin, Tony Lyrics, and it was produced by Dope Ass Music. How did you like that track?
I actually thought it was hot. I like the tempo of the song, how fast it is, you know, and whatnot. How they partying, because I like to party too. Yeah, I like the song because it brings a lot of inspiration, you know, and it's not like, well, we came in the club to fight. Everybody always want to make fighting songs in the club, but I don't want to fight when I go to the club. I want to party.
Yeah, I don't want to fight when I go to the club. I play too much with my Remy. Come on, baby, I'll pay almost $90
yeah.
a pack for this Remy. Diva don't want to fight when she gets into the club.
Yeah, I'll be looking too pretty. I can't be in the club fighting. I came there to party, too.
I
definitely thought that was a hot track.
Oh, that's definitely what's up. Before we do that, because I like what you said about not fighting in the club, Harlem Nights fight was off the hook, too.
You done insulted me, and I got to kick your ass right now. And afterwards, I don't want no hard feelings either. What the fuck is wrong with you? Ain't nothing wrong with me. What the fuck is wrong with you? You done accused me of stealing. The only thing I'm stealing out here today is your fate. You out of your fucking mind?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
What you talking about?
Come on, sucker.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get it on.
Let's get it on, baby.
Oh, you want to fight?
Yeah.
Maniac McGee, tell us about your project and mixtape that's about to come out, 21 Blocks of Terror. Tell us about that and what's the projected date for it to be dropped?
I actually wanted to be dropped by March, but, you know, we all got lifelong lessons that we got to go through first. And some things, you know, we got to get pushed back because we still got a life besides us being an artist. So I wanted it to be out by March, but if not, it's going to be dropped before the year is out because I already got the songs or whatever. I just want to go back through and make a little bit of changes and make sure everything is right. Everything sound good for me. Everything sound good for the people. And I just want to make sure it's quality work. And like my CEO, Clint Eastwood, always says, you always want quality over quantity. So I want to make sure that everything is right before I just drop it. Because I hear a lot of artists nowadays, they go in, they drop their mixtape, and then once you listen to that song so many times, you get to listening like, oh, that's not right, that's not right. I want that done over, but now you done gave it to so many people. Now it's going to be hard to change because you ain't got everything right the first time. So if you get it right the first time, you don't have to go back through and make those changes.
Well, amen to that, man. She just dropped the jewel. I'm going to throw it over to Tay Black.
Yo, as far as, and I like that jewel that you just dropped, you know, who has given you the most inspiration as far as, you know, just helpful tidbits like you just gave all the listeners? Who's inspired you to do better?
Actually, it was my grandmother. Rest in peace to my grandmother. She passed December 26, 2011, actually, when I was younger and everything. She was the first one who noticed me. She, like, between her and my mom, I always got karaoke machines. My grandma would pay for studio time for me to go down to the studio. I had a lot of people, DJ, what is his name? I can't even think of his name. DJ Swift. He's a DJ in Rock Island, Illinois. And he always used to tell me, I think you need to go farther than what you're doing. So I think that kind of pushed me and motivated me to do a lot or whatever. And I got a lot of people behind me. So really my fans, they promote me a lot. I like my my fans. Who else? It's so many people that just, I look at other people and look at their craft and see what they're doing. And, you know, and it may inspire me to do something else, or somebody may have a style that I, different artists may have a style that I listen to that inspires me, like, oh, okay, I like the way they did that. I want to try that.
Mm-hmm.
Just doing something different, really, from other people and whatnot.
Nah, that's what's up. Speaking of artists, who have inspired you right now or recently in, you know, the last couple months or weeks.
Are you talking about, like, locally or nationally?
It could be both. It could be both local and national. Or you can give me two of each or, you know, one of each, whichever one.
Okay, everybody think I'm funny, but I love Eminem. Eminem is a person from my heart, and I love him. Like, if I was ever to meet him, I was hoping he was listening to Blog Talk Radio so I could ask him to marry me. But Eminem, he inspires me a lot. Let me think. I love T.I. T.I. inspires me a lot. With female artists, I'm not a Nicki Minaj person, but I love it's a rapper. She part of Psycho Drama. It's a Chicago group, and her name is Nuisance. She pushed me to where I want to be just listening to her music or whatnot. And locally, it's so many people locally that I love. And it's like you just can't name like two. Because like when I moved to Minnesota and I started meeting all the artists out here, there's so many artists. Rob G the Beast, he a good artist. I like Stax. There's some females out here, Miss Precious. I love her. And it's another female named Nerdy Star, and she do some music that I love. I can't never forget my sister, my 55-411 sister, Cobra Coleon. She has nice, very great lyrics that I love listening to. Really, that was about it. I mean, besides my team, 55-411, I love everybody's music. Long as you doing something positive and, you know, trying to grind as hard as me, I will listen to your music. I love it. And that's just my style. That's them the type of people I like. I like people who goes in and they know they dream and they want to turn their dreams into reality. Them the type of people I like. So anybody who's doing that and they ain't trying to get on that level and pass that level and trying to get to where national artists at, I love listening to their music. Because I just love music, period. So it's just hard for me to just say one person that I like or two people that I like, because then it wouldn't be me and it wouldn't be right. Because I just love music.
And I respect that because, you know, when you ask some people that, they try not to name people in general. They try to, you know, just take all the credit. But I respect the fact that you are inspired and motivated to really push because others have done that, you know. And I mean, I think it takes a straight up person to do that. So, you know, much love and respect on that.
Thank you.
So, back to you, Diva.
It's definitely what's up. We're gonna get into this educate and regulate session. Let's educate and regulate these people. We do something totally different over here. We're totally different over here. Phenomenal Radio, Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio. Tongue twister. I haven't even been drinking. Powered by Phenomenal Radio. We do something a little bit different over here. So let's go ahead and get into this educate and regulate session. Let's go.
It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey, Queen, gon' to the bone. Hey, Queen, gon' to the bone. Hey, Queen, what you to the bone? On the front line, Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey, Queen, gon' to the bone. Queen gon' do some. Hey, Queen, what you do some? On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Yeah, and if you live on the line, make sure you call in 347-850-1521. 347-850-1521. Push the 1 button to be heard. We got the educate, regulate session going on with Diva Mary K coming up. And I just wanted to give a big shout out to everybody listening. We got the Facebook on deck. Chat lines is open. make sure, you know what I mean, if you want a shout-out, we definitely going to get you in. You know, me and D, we got a long list of shout-outs always. But
yeah, we going to do that, too.
You know,
yeah,
everybody.
I got a long list, too.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
That's what's up, man. We step back and listen. It's our time to shine, man. It's phenomenal radio time. We've been here. We sat back when y'all put all that fuckery out and all that mess. We sit back and we ain't say nothing. Now it's our time to shine. So just sit back and suck it up, fool. That's the only thing you can do. Sit back and suck it up. It's phenomenal radio, baby. Your girl Diva Ebony B. Tay Black, we on the spot on the grind with Miss Maniac McGee rapping Chi-Town. We about to get into
Hello.
This Educate and Regulate session coming straight from Phenomenal Radio Information Kiosk. You want to go, this is all for artists and business owners and those who are on their grind, on the spot, on the grind. Education is the most important thing, and it's one of the top keys to success, you guys. So make sure you go to www.phenomradio.blogspot.com and check out our information kiosk. And this article, it says, handle your business, learn about management. I think it's very important for us to talk about management because a lot of us do need management. It doesn't mean that it doesn't matter if you are an artist, you can be a business owner as well. But it's by Swiss Boy, and it says, what's up? This is Swiss Boy. As I promised, I'm continuing with the Learn the Music Business series emails. This one is about management. Having the right management team in place to manage your career can be the difference between making a living in the music business and working at a local fast food joint. A well-established artist management team is usually made up of their manager, their business manager, attorney, booking agent, and their tour manager. I'm going to say it again. A well-established artist management team is usually made up of their manager, business manager, attorney, booking agent, and their tour manager. The challenge is that it is quite difficult to find experienced management that will take interest in working with you when you aren't making money, and once you start making money, they will be lined up at your door. In the beginning stages of a music career, it's typically the managers that pick you instead of you picking the managers. The best way to get noticed by management if you are not on a label is to build a following through relentless promotion and playing shows whenever possible. It is important to find management that is experienced in the music business than it is for them to simply believe in your ability. Before hiring anyone on your management team, be sure to ask the music community about their reputation and their experience. If you find this article useful and you want to know why you need a manager, business manager, attorney, booking agent, and a tour manager, and also learn other aspects of the music business, visit the article section at www.beatsbyswiss.com. Again, that's www.beatsbyswiss.com. And that is our Educate and Regulate session right there.
It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony.
For those who, let me go ahead and open up the phone line. The phone line is popping up. We ain't forget about y'all. 212-302, you on the spot, on the ground. Holla at us.
Hey, what it do? It's the boy, Dope Ass Music. No S's and no C's. Mr. Googleable. He ain't no filter. West Coast Bay Area stand up. What it do, Diva? What it do, Tay Black?
Going on, though, we are up in this thing live with Miss Maniac from Chi-Town. Yo, she got this hot track called I Have a Dream. Martin
what's
Luther
up,
King
up,
is all
up?
Over that thing. Definitely rapping. Show the queen some love.
Man, you know, I show nothing but love to the queens, you know what I'm saying, to the diva. I said D-I-V-A, put periods in between all of them. Now I mean, Diva F it.
Okay.
Yo, we got this hot track from her. I want to play it again because I want you to hear this thing right here. It's right here. This is hot right here. It's Miss Maniac right here. Follow her on Twitter. Dope. Everybody, follow her on Twitter at twitter.com at maniac55411. That's maniac55411. What's the 411, hon? What's the 411, hon? You got it going on. I said, I got it going on. I thought about Tay when I just said that.
Hey, man, Tay, you know what I mean? What it do, baby daddy number three?
Hey, it's all good. As long as I'm on the list, man. You already know.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
As long as you're on the list, huh?
I've been trying to move up. I'm trying to get up there with Obama, but he holding that number one spot down.
No, Obama
number one.
Yeah, Obama needs to have that spot because, you know, dope, he makes sure that me and you good on the list. You know what I'm saying? He makes sure that we paid up. So, Obama, he got that.
You know what I mean? Hey, shout out to Obama for giving Team WB a wonderful Christmas.
Wait a minute. Let me take the mic back up. Damn, I dropped the mic laughing at you, dope. You stupid. Yeah, I want to talk about that, too, a little bit later on. Let y'all know how y'all going to be, how we're going to be, not y'all. We're going to, how our taxes are going to be affected this year when our income taxes, this bill that they let expire. But let's go into this hot track right here. I want you to hear it, dope. Denai, I see you. She repping the Chi-Town, too. I want y'all to listen to Maniac McGee, I Have a Dream.
From every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty, we are free at last. I have a dream. 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 I have a dream.
You know that.
I have a dream.
You know that.
I have a dream.
You know that.
I have a dream. I have a dream.
You know that.
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 I have a dream.
You know that. Radio on the spot, on the grind. Grind.
Turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up. Till your speakers scream. Leave a Mary Kay about to satisfy your dreams. Turn it up, turn it up.